Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and we are diving into projections versus RDP at the quarterback position. So we've done tight ends, we've done wide receivers, we've done running backs. We're going to finish up on quarterback here. And the big name here, again, we're not looking at rookies. Dwayne Haskins is projected 77th, and he's got a 47 RDP, so sort of dispatch with that, not projecting rookies. The biggest difference in terms of on a negative sense is Deshaun Watson. So that's 17.5 spots below his RDP. So he's at 13.5 in terms of expected draft position or real draft position. He's 31 at Football Guys. I think it's basically acknowledging, it's probably a year. That's a lot of that's baked in there. So that would be, the initial thing. We've got him for 8.3 games, So if you sort of take that out at 8.3 games and, we got him at basically in safe leagues points, like 171 points in safe leagues. So I think essentially people are projecting an 8-game suspension. On average, I think that's fair-ish generally. I think that the minimum 6 or whatnot, if he's to get suspended and sort of how does it work from there in terms of going up or down, yada, yada. I did use safe league scoring for this just because I think it's easiest way to think about it. Projects 20.6 points per game from him. We sort of get up there and look on a 16 game scoring scale. He would look much more like top. We got him basically top 12, which seems a little bit, I would have him higher than that on a per game basis, I think. So I think he's obviously the big story, right? That's not probably going to change. So other guys here that we have that are lower, like I said, there's all the rookies are lower, no surprise. I will just say, Trey Lance, 28th at Football Guys, 12th in RDP. Justin Fields, 27th at Football Guys, 12th in RDP. Trevor Lawrence, 21st at Football Guys, 7th in RDP. So that, hey, I need a quarterback to fix it right away. Okay. Go ahead and take your guy, that's just, I would just be a little cautious about that being a big deal. Zach Wilson, 16th at football, or 26th at Football Guys, 17th in RDP. Mac Jones, 33rd at Football Guys, 24th in RDP. So just to sort of dispatch of them, there's not as many players. Quarterbacks make up a bigger proportion of relevant guys in Superflex than some of the other positions for the rookies there. So, I think... maybe I think it's appropriately cautious on the quarterback 2, quarterback 3 spectrum. Just be careful. If you're expecting big things early on, just temper some of those expectations would sort of be my thought. Some other guys here that are a little bit lower, Jacob Eason, we've got 59th. We're just assuming that Carson Wentz plays. That's fine. Minshew, same thing. And some of the other backups around the league just aren't in RDP. So you get those. Justin Herbert's one that I think is interesting and, can bite a little bit. So quarterback 9 in terms of Football Guys, quarterback 5 in terms of RDP. So really pushing that envelope up the board for a guy who's hasn't fully gotten there. Yeah, that would kind of put him there. But ultimately, I think if he finishes his 9th, he's not going to be more expensive. You're going to kind of know who he is, and he'll probably fade a little bit. Honestly, he'll probably be cheaper next year. So that would just sort of be the thing, with him, if you're sort of long-term portfolio building, I think now is a good exit point at a really high, and I think it's essentially riskless because you're letting the other person take all the risk. He's not going to just be that much more than 5. It's going to be really tough for him to get there. With some of the guys that go ahead of him, how's he going to jump Dak? How's he going to jump Mahomes? How's he going to jump a healthy and non-suspended Deshaun Watson? Right. Already, that we're not even talking about Kyler. And, so as you sort of look at it, I think it's going to be kind of the Kyler Murray situation. If he does it again, great. Now you kind of have a pretty good feeling about who he is as a person, but I'm not sure, or as a player, I'm not even sure we feel that necessarily about Kyler Murray at present. So that's one that I would think of, you know, pretty hard about, you know, if you want to pivot, if you can get, you know, $120 on the $100 bill, I think that'd be a really interesting pivot situation. And then, you know, in a year you can, you know, or at a dip in price, you could sort of look for that and, you know, try and recollect that later on. Other guys largely pretty close. You know, there's no real big outliers on the downside there. Dak a couple spots lower, Burrow a couple spots lower. We do project Burrow for a top 12 finish, Dak at 7. So we'll see once we sort of know a little bit more about his health how that happens. Baker Mayfield projected at 19th. How do we feel about that as a super flex asset going forward? That's just a question I keep coming back to. On the other end of the spectrum, we've got a whole bunch of vets who are basically are projected to outproduce their real draft position. And so Brady, RDP 24, we got him at quarterback 5. Roethlisberger 31, we got him at 20. That's an 11 spot improvement. Just Brady, just such an outlier there. You know, that's a 19 spot improvement. So it's a big time difference in terms of where he's going versus what he can offer right now. And again, there's a lot of different pivots, and you know, I could do a three series show on Watson, or you know, a three show series on Watson. But I think if you're sort of doing team building and you're like, all right, let's say you get an early pick and you say, all right, I want to go quarterback early. I want to lock it down. You know, you get Dak, you get, you know, Mahomes, someone like that. And then you say, all right, let's run it back with another high end upside guy. You know, if that's not Wilson, but if it's like Watson, you could say, all right, well, I've got a lot of options. And this is sort of the list of guys you could do that with. At quarterback, there's so much of the strategy, I think, revolves around what you want to do about Watson, sort of how you want to build your team and the risk you're willing to take. I think so much of it, because he's just such a high upside player, and that's just so valuable in Superflex, especially in these safe leagues. It's just so valuable. And so I think you have to sort of, you know, really shoehorn it in there and make it fit. And I think there's a lot of different ways to do it. You can go sort of full rebuild. You can backfill with some of these guys we're talking about. You know, so Brady is absolutely one, you know, 704. Roethlisberger, 1005. I like that less. Ryan Fitzpatrick, we've got projected at 23. He's a 32nd in terms of RDP. So I like him to outperform that projection pretty good there in terms of some of the names that are going above him. Derek Carr, 26th. We project him at 17. This feels pretty fair. Matt Ryan projected at 12, and he's an RDP of 21. So, again, you sort of go back to the, hey, how do you punt quarterback early? There's a trio or four guys in there, five guys that you could sort of start with. Another one, you know, this is sort of the formula, right? This is how you do it. Kirk Cousins, 22.5 in terms of RDP, 16 in terms of projections. You know, Cam, 35 in terms of RDP, 30th in terms of projections. Just to sort of highlight that for a second, we have him basically 12.3 games is the average projection over there. And yeah, I mean, you just sort of, you look at that and it's basically like 18 touchdowns or so. Yeah, 18, just short of 18 touchdowns in basically 12 games. You know, we'll see the Mac Jones thing's going to be a storyline to watch for sure. All right, keep going up here. Aaron Rodgers projected at 8th. He's at 13th in RDP. That's probably totally unrelated to his production profile. It's more, you know, on-field stuff. You know, whether he's actually on the field stuff, you know, in the holdout situation going on there. Goff, 28th in terms of RDP, 25th in terms of projection. Tannehill, 17th in RDP, 14th in terms of projection. Stafford, 16th in RDP, 13th in terms of projection. Jalen Hurts, 13th in RDP, 10th in terms of projections. I'm cautious on that one because he really needs to have a super elite season, I think, to hold off competition. Russell Wilson, 9th in terms of RDP, 6th in terms of production. So if you want to punt the top 8 quarterbacks, just work down this list of guys that can potentially outproduce, right? It's Stafford and guys that are on multi-year windows too. Like Stafford's been in the league a long time. He's not old. So that's the thing with him. And I was listening to McVay recently. Yeah, we want him here for a long time. And yeah, I think that they've got a franchise dude, and we'll sort of see how that all rolls out. Now, his MVP odds are out of whack with what's going on with the market. So I don't know if it's just LA betting him, or, you know, there's a lot of money coming in on him from certain segments or whatever, and it's just driving it. But that's a notable thing. That's a notable thing to consider. But yeah, just going back through top eight quarterbacks, just say, all right, punt the position, you know, trade down, whatever. You draw 110 and McCaffrey's there, something like that. Wilson at quarterback 9. Jalen Hurts at 13. It wouldn't be a target of mine, but 16 at Stafford, 17th at Tannehill, 28th at Goff, right? Just sort of working down the way these guys are, the difference. All those guys, three spot differences in terms of what they're expected to produce this year versus what their market cost is. Cousins, 6.5 spots better, right? 22nd in terms, or 22.5 in terms of RDP, 16th in terms of Football Guys projections. Matt Ryan, up 9 spots, 21st in terms of RDP, and 12th in terms of projections. Carr, you know, I'd rather have Ryan than Carr. Carr, 17th in terms of projections, 26th in RDP. Heck, Fitzpatrick, you know, and so you sort of look at all those guys, you know, Brady, you look at all those guys, I definitely think we sort of look at these things in different lights. And I think a lot of times, for me anyways, I like to intake a lot of information, and whether that's, you know, some of the base rate stuff, you know, some of the longer term strategy stuff that we look at. And then, you know, you compare it to some of the analytics stuff. You know, if you get film stuff, even better. You know, you get, this is a blend of all of that in terms of projections that are going on. You know, you get 5, 6, 7 people doing projections. You sort of get an idea. They sort of converge on a number. And when everything sort of points in the direction of, hey, this is a good strategy, that's really reassuring. Yeah, and so that quarterback 9 through 22.5, I guess, with Cousins, that's a really, really interesting and robust group there. Yeah, I'm betting on multi-year windows. I'm betting on guys that have done it, and I think that this is just another reaffirmation of that. So, and again, if you need quarterback help, trying to pry Brady away from the non-contender seems like a really good idea. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this episode, quarterback position. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.